Sometimes it's like, how many L's can you really carry? You know? Like, how many losses can we really take? It happens, doesn't it? Some seasons it's as if like you're just holding an L after L after L. Now, if you don't know what an L means, it means a loss. You know, life is definitely full of beautiful highs and lows. But sometimes we get into these seasons where, you know, we step into a valley of despair and, you know, you take a loss and you're like positive about it. You're like, yeah, you know, okay, I'm learning, you know. You're like, ah, we're failing forward. And then you take another loss and you're like, okay, I'm being resilient. And then you take another loss and you're like, okay, this is just information for my foundation. And then you take more losses. And now it's almost as if the positive quotes and affirmations you have in your toolkit have eroded, are withering away. Now you're left looking at yourself like, why am I facing loss after loss? Everybody will go through a season like this. Whereas as if no matter how hard you try, nothing is working, nothing is clicking. And one thing happens after another. When it rains, it pours, right? You know, I've been there before. It's very frustrating because you get up, you try your best, and you get knocked down. And you get up the next day, you try your best, you get knocked down. And then you get up the next day, and you get up, and you know, that's how it is. Start to lose yourself. Start to ramble. Start to lose clarity on what you're supposed to do. And it's okay. Listen, you are in a valley of despair if you are in this space. And yes, we already know that we're supposed to learn. We already know we're supposed to grow. But how are we supposed to at least maintain ourselves, the belief in ourselves, the love for ourselves, and find the energy and the power to go again? You know, the tricky thing about losing or holding an L after L is sometimes we know we have to fail and just get back up. But sometimes we're failing because we need to make a change. And when is it time to make that change? Or do we remain consistent in the same direction? You know, like if you decided to become a YouTube creator and, you know, you start making videos, well, of course, your first batch of videos probably aren't going to do well. That's not a sign to quit. It's a sign to keep going, to get better. But what if you were like running a business and you had a beautiful like year, but then the next 10 years were just absolutely horrible? Well, at that point, obviously, you would need to make a change. Something is not working. You're resilient. You're trying. You're getting up every single day. But no matter what, you're still holding L after L after L. This takes an intuitive wisdom to know. This often takes slowing down the mind and starting to ask those questions. And when you ask those questions, it doesn't mean the answer will arrive right away. But it means being open to receive them in divine timing. You know, many of us are looking for our next big break. You know, we're looking for something to celebrate. We're probably looking for something to celebrate in the exterior, in the external, because how often do we celebrate the internal gifts? Do you ever celebrate like when you overcome jealousy? Do you? Do you ever celebrate like when you just become more patient with life? Do you celebrate the kindness of your heart? What we should be celebrating needs reconfiguration. We may be taking material losses, holding L after L. Maybe you're losing in school, you're losing in your business, you're losing in your career. But at the very same time, you are crafting deep internal wins. Deep internal wins, like the resilience, like the strength, like the courage, like the ability to step out into this world, smile, be kind, although you are carrying so much. You know, those are wins, those internal rewards. Problem is, they don't get platformed. They don't get views. They don't get clicks. Not many people can see them, right? It's within. It's for your own sight. You see, you have to hold a belief that life loves you. God loves you. Source loves you. The universe is taking care of you. Even when you are in a valley of despair, it is a knowing. It is a knowing. You understand? Knowing is going to work out for you. Even when you are holding L after L after L. Knowing is going to click. Even though relationship after relationship after relationship seems to burn down to the ground. It's okay. You know, we're all there. We've all been there. We're all going to be there. Sometimes these consistent L's can be so hard to carry, but that is not a sign for you to give up on you. It may be a sign to pivot, to learn, to change course, or it may be a sign to continue in the same direction you are going. But what more strength, more courage. If you can reconfigure your compass inside and see what is happening in your heart and your spirit, that is where you're going to be able to derive power from. Because let's be honest, there's only so many L's we can carry, right? You may be losing money every single month for the past 12 months, right? Your savings is chipping away. If you're a social media creator, maybe you haven't been growing for the last 12 months. Maybe you've been going on date after date after date, just meeting brick by brick by brick. Nothing's clicking. Just a bunch of losers. I was going to say just a bunch of losers, but nobody that's right for you. But what does that mean? Within yourself, you are crafting the desire to love. The fact that you keep putting yourself out there, willing to meet people, willing to approach people, willing to try new things, expand, place boundaries, have standards for yourself. And that's beautiful. Maybe you've been creating a video after song, after written text, after book, after painting, whatever you create, you've been doing it consistently. But you've just been receiving L after L after L. Nothing's hitting, nothing's resonating. But what has been crafting within? Again, yes, we want the rewards, we want the money, we want things in our life to manifest beautifully. Because it's nice, right? The material world is fun. But I believe that when we are in a season of consistent L's, even though we have been trying our hardest at life, that something beautiful is happening within. Now, if we're just complacent, we're not trying, we're being lazy, we're being self-destructive, well, then of course we're going to be catching these L's, right? And those L's offer a mirror into ourselves where we have to ask ourselves, what have we been doing? We've fallen off. And if that is the truth, that's a reality we must just accept. But even accepting that reality is beautiful too. Knowing you got work to do, that you have identified it. I always say, if you at least have the awareness of the problem, you're already halfway there. 80% of our battles are in the mind and in the spirit. 20% are actually in the material world, right? But if you are aware of a problem in your life, you are already halfway there, and that is beautiful. You know what is dangerous? Is when you have no awareness of what you are doing wrong. Imagine you keep getting into different friendships or engagements with people and the same outcome keeps happening. And really the problem is you're unable to communicate your boundaries. You're unable to communicate your values and how you really feel. You're in a chokehold. And you go into new relationships, repeating the same patterns and cycles, never understanding why. And then boom, the light bulb turns on and you realize, I haven't been placing my boundaries. I haven't been honoring myself. I haven't been loving myself. Boom, you're now halfway there. I believe most of us know why certain things may not be working in our life. You know, like we at least have the awareness, which means you are halfway there. You have to be very careful when you're in a valley of despair, when you're not where you were or you're not where you quite want to be. And you're experiencing loss after loss after loss for some reason. You know, you're going for job interviews and nothing is clicking. You know, maybe you're going to the gym, but you're not seeing the results. Again, maybe you're going on dates and nothing is working. Maybe you're trying to create and grow your personal brand, but it just seems like you can't hit the mark. We have to be very careful in these seasons when we experience these consistent L's, that we do not allow those L's to determine our innate value, who we are at the core, at the source. Because imagine this. Imagine you're receiving L after L after L. Oh man, things aren't working out in school. You're trying though, but it's just not clicking yet. Ah, you're trying to get a job, but oh man, you're trying. You're showing up your best, but it's just nothing's resonating. But in your personal life, man, you're showing up for your family. You're there. You're helping your little brother, bringing them to every baseball game, you know, because your mom is busy working hard. Or, you know, your last friend got through a bad breakup and you were there for her, you know, giving her support, you know, go out a few times, party, to, you know, lift her spirit, whatever it may be. Or maybe when you're pumping gas at the gas station last night, an old man comes up to you and asks you for $2 because he wants a coffee. And you're like, I don't have $2 on me cash, but I can go inside and buy you. And you go inside and you buy them a coffee. Even though you're catching all these L's in life and things aren't maybe manifesting in the material world, in your finances, in your career, or in new relationships, but you are still leading with love and kindness and being a human being of value to those around you. My friend, there's no L. You are actually crafting the most beautiful gifts there can be. The gifts within, the gifts of the spirit. Remember, our credentials are in our spirit. Everything starts there. Sometimes I believe when we go through these seasons of so many L's, that it's actually life reconfiguring our focus. And it is for us to look within and see the beauty of who we are. To stop placing all our value on what we achieve in the world, or what people can see in the dollar amount and the followers and what you wear and the credentials of your school or your job or the promotions. These are all great, yes. But validation is only as far as you set it apart from yourself. And if your validation is in some more followers, you're always going to be chasing it. If your validation is in the opinions of others, you're always going to be chasing it. But if your validation is in your character, that is something that you get to craft, reveal, and celebrate every single day. What if you valued kindness just as much as you valued, you know, making money and, you know, looking good? Think about it. Because we're all going to have beautiful opportunities to make more money. We all have opportunities to look good and buy nicer clothes, and we're all going to go through financial hardships as well, financial crises as well. You know, even the rich face financial storms. And even in those valley of despairs, guess what? You can still practice kindness. You can still be kind to yourself, but to others, right? What if you valued leading with love? So you leave with love just as much as you valued people looking at you in a positive way. What if you valued courage and compassion just as much as you valued having a nice house or a nice car? You see, what we're doing here is we're reconfiguring everything for ourselves, because a lot of our pain, 80% of it, is in the mind, right? It's in our perspective. Oh, we go online, we see these people living their lives. Oh my God, another 19-year-old making $100,000 a month. Oh my God, look at this girl, she's 22, she did that. And now our whole perception of ourselves is jaded and it's skewed. And maybe we're getting older and we're not quite where we wanted to be. So now, again, our perception of ourselves is being skewed. But this whole time, maybe you have actually been crafting courage. You've been showing up. You're a loving daughter, you're a loving son. You're a beautiful friend, and you go outside and like you order a coffee and you smile. People cut you off in traffic and swear at you and you don't flip the bird back. You're just like, you know what? I'm in my calm abundance era, and you pray for them. You see tragedies and you pray for them in the spirit. You help those who are less in need, even a dollar. I highly recommend that. You know, the other day I was at the gas station and I was grabbing a drink. And there's a guy outside. And I actually kind of just told the story, but I didn't tell it from my actual POV. I used it as a metaphor a minute ago. And this guy was just like, listen. Oh, like it's really cold outside. You know, I'm in Canada right now. It's cold. And he's like about 8 p.m. And he's like, oh, man, like, do you have change? I want to get a coffee. And I'm like, my brother, I got no change, but I'll buy you a coffee. And he looked at me shocked, you know, and I'm only telling this story so we can highlight something, because I do believe what the Bible says. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Meaning, you know how we have this culture online where like people will like do things or like give money to people, but they're kind of only doing it to film it so they can virtue signal to the world like how good they are, but really they're just trying to seek validation. You know what I'm saying? So there's actually a problem in the heart because they're not actually doing it in service to help somebody out. But I want to share this little moment with you because it just paints the picture of what we're talking about today so beautifully. So when I said, of course, I'll buy you a coffee, let's go inside. He looks at me shocked and I could tell like he's been standing out there probably for an hour. Like there's probably 50 people walked by him and all said the same thing, in the sense, I don't have money on me. But everybody has most likely $2. They could have got him a coffee, but they didn't have the change, right? So we go inside and he's pouring up his coffee and then he looks at me and he's like, yo, you're the same guy to help me 3 weeks ago. And I look at him like, oh yeah, I remember you actually a few blocks down. You're also, and again, another time I helped the same guy. I just didn't recognize him at first. And, you know, he got his coffee, he was thankful, and I just hopped in my car because I was going to go to dinner. And as I was driving off, you know, I reflected on my own heart. I'm the type of individual, if I'm walking down the street, and if like a homeless person who I can tell is not like crazy erratic on drugs and like, you know, but like somebody who's really just down on their luck, if they ask me for something, I will give it to them. Now, I wasn't always like that, but it's something I crafted over time. And I sat there and I thought, that's what I love about you, talking to myself. That's what I love about you, is that you have a giving spirit, and that's something you have crafted. And even when you go through the seasons where you're catching many L's and going through losses and, you know, experience a lot, you know, like, you know, last year, the mother of my daughter passed away. And, you know, that caused me to take a lot of time off of social media. And then taking that time off of social media, you know, the socials start to decrease and everything like that. So then you're making less money. And then there was just a, and then like, you know, then you're, there's a lot of things I had to go through last year. But I sat there for a moment and I was like, listen, even through those losses and in that valley of despair, you were still practicing kindness. You were still giving. Even months you were spending more money to keep certain aspects of the business going, you will still lend a helping hand or offer somebody whatever they need. And in that moment, I felt my power. And it didn't matter what L for the day I was holding or what loss that week I was facing or whatever I was frustrated with. It allowed me to look within and look at the other gifts that we have crafted. My friend, you have crafted such beautiful gifts within yourself, right? And ones that you may not get credit for, because this world, unfortunately, values the material things, values the egoistic things. But your validation does not have to come from this world. It needs to come from you and your source. And you need to take time, you know, every single week and just look at yourself and appreciate those things. Reconfigure your compass and notice how you're a more patient individual, right? Notice how you work through that. Notice how maybe you used to have social anxiety, but like you learned how to really communicate better and like talk with more people, and you're more confident now within yourself. Maybe you're still in the same tax bracket, but notice the things that you've actually done within, because everything starts from there and it's going to manifest in the outside world anyways, right? Whatever you are trying to achieve, you can do it. You already know that. It's just time and space. But what gifts are you crafting within? And celebrate those if you are feeling down about holding too many L's in a season. You understand? Because we are always learning, you know. I believe in the good in people. You know, I think all of us, we can look within and see beautiful aspects of ourselves and see some not so beautiful aspects of ourselves, right? But we get to choose which ones we lean into, right? And I believe, you know, if you have been leaning into your higher nature, more often than not, even though life has been getting at you, even though maybe some people haven't been treating you right or things haven't been working out, but you still look at this world and you try to hold a positive note and do the best you can while you can, there's something about that that needs to be celebrated. And once you can take notice of those very things, you're going to recognize that you reclaim your power, because your power is not in becoming a best-selling author. That is just the manifestation of what you already created within. Your power is not in becoming the biggest content creator, because you can be the biggest content creator and be a douchebag, you know? When I was in Los Angeles about 10 years ago, spending a lot of time out there, and I was in the inner circles, you know, back then I was like living with Sean Kingston. So like, you know, a lot of people would come over to the house and have parties, you know, like Nicki Minaj's people would be there, Teyana Taylor. I remember Soulja Boy at the house like every single day. I remember meeting T-Pain, you know, a bunch of random people all the time. And so I'm starting to like be around all these different types of people. And when I would meet people, it would be interesting, because they often would introduce themselves as what they have done, right? Like, hey, I'm Jimmy and I won an Oscar. Or, hey, I'm Sarah and, you know, I'm Beyonce's backup dancer. And again, it is beautiful to achieve these milestones in life, but you can win an Oscar and be a complete jackass in life, right? You can win a Grammy, and on the pathway to winning that Grammy, you were a piece of shit to every single person in your path, and you took advantage of people, right? So it's unfortunate that we celebrate just the shiny gold things, but we often don't celebrate the fruits of the spirit. And again, I just want to remind you, if you have been in a season where you feel like things haven't been clicking, you've been going on dates after dates after dates and just not meeting the right one, or been looking for the right job, it's not meeting the right one, or stagnant in your job, or trying to grow as a creator or your business and it hasn't been going, and it's just L after L after L, tragedy after tragedy. I want you to take a moment and look within and ask yourself, what inner gifts have I been crafting through this season? And look at that resilience and say, man, that resilience I have is beautiful. Look at that courage and say, man, that courage I have is beautiful. Look at the patience and say, wow, that patience I've been exploring is beyond beautiful. And I want you to celebrate them. Celebrate them just as much as you would celebrate winning $50,000 on a lottery ticket. Celebrate it just as much as you would celebrate getting a promotion at your job. Celebrate it just as much or more than you would celebrate for whatever goal you're trying to manifest, because there's goals that we manifest in the exterior, and there's things that we also cultivate in the interior. And right now may be a season where you just need to look within and realize that you're actually winning. You're winning within. And if you're winning within, if you can see that within yourself, that there's strength and beauty and compassion and kindness all being crafted up in there, courage, then you know it's only a matter of time and space until all that manifests in your real life and things will click again. Opportunities will hit. New dynamics, relationships will fuel you, ones that will nurture you, ones that will last. Promotions, opportunities, you will be seen. Maybe the world will clap for you. Amazing. And what's even better is that when you are there and you step into that new position, you're going to receive it and be thankful. But the best part is that your validation, you already hold it. You already know where it comes from. You are already in it. You understand? And you don't know in hindsight, everything is going to be more than all right. I'm loving the flow of this podcast. Thank you for the comments on the episodes on Spotify. Thank you for the DMs. Thank you for those that have been sharing in your stories. Please continue to do so. If you like listen to the podcast when you're going for a walk or when you're doing pottery or whatever it may be, like one of those activities, because, you know, we create content to like assist and elevate your life, not to take away from your life. That's why I love doing this podcast, because like you can live your life and it could be there with you. If you are doing an activity, share it to your stories. If you feel like it, tag me and I'll repost it. And I just want to like save a lot of those images one day, just so I can like create a cool asset and show like the tribe just all living their life, like going for a bike ride, going for a walk, at the gym, doing some journaling session, but we're tuning in. You understand? I just love it. So that stuff just gives me so much more power and fire. So I appreciate y'all so much. And I'll see you tomorrow.